This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman, Lin and Kelvin. And in the studio with us is Keith Kam for the Market Wrap. So we finally have a fuel subsidy scheme that will take effect next year. And it means some of us might have to pay more for petrol. What are the details so far?
So it really depends on if you are the target to this new fuel subsidy scheme. But yes, after this fuel subsidy scheme comes into force in January 2020, RON 95, which is currently subsidised and for now fixed at 2 ringgit and 8 cent per litre, that will be floated the way RON 97 is now. As for diesel, the minister did not confirm either way what's going to happen with it. So the way this works is that car and motorcycle owners who are recipients of the Bantuan Sara Hidup will be eligible. Originally, it was revealed that the eligibility was for cars 1.5 litres and lower, but this has been adjusted to 1.6 litres. So here is Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Minister Dato' Sri Saifuddin Nasution Ismail explaining in a bit more detail.
Yang ada maksimum 2 motokar dan 2 motosikal. Kita masukkan mereka. Dan bila mereka terima nanti, mereka bukan terima bagi setiap kenderaan. Mereka terima yang paling tinggi. Jadi siapa lagi yang layak? 1.5cc. Kementerian tambah 1,600cc. Sebab kita dapat maklum balas kenderaan nasional macam Persona, dia 1.6. Kereta yang melebihi 1,600cc tapi umur kereta tu 10 tahun dan ke atas. Yang tu layak. Baik, motosikal. Kita dapat maklum balas Modenas motosikal nasional dia 135cc. Jadi kita pun masuk juga. Yang ni 150cc. Kalau motosikal yang melebihi 150cc, motosikal besar dan melebihi umur 7 tahun, kita pun masukkan juga.
That was Dato' Sri Saifuddin Nasution Ismail, the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Minister. It looks like this mechanism seems specific to those receiving the BSH, which is the Household Living Aid. Are there details of what the amounts might be?
So from their stats, it was revealed that there are about 2.9 million BSH recipients who have vehicles with valid road tax, and they will get these petrol subsidies from January 1st. And those qualified will get 30 ringgit a month if you own a car, 12 ringgit a month if you own a motorbike. If both, you actually get the higher amount of subsidy. The differently abled persons, OKUs, will also benefit from this scheme if they are also recipients of the BSH. This, however, does not apply for Sabah, those living in Sabah, Sarawak and Labuan. The 2 ringgit and 8 cent cap will remain, mm-hmm. because apparently their statistics show that not many people there actually use RON 95 for whatever reason. Anyway, RON 95, as I mentioned earlier, it will be floated post this scheme, but the assurance is that it will see gradual adjustments. He also assured that if RON 95 falls below 2 ringgit, then the government will make another announcement if the subsidy still applies or if there might be changes.
So I think that we're going to be covering this in a little bit more detail on tomorrow's show, because today is a little bit packed, but let us know if you have any stocks. I read ahead. Let us know if you have any thoughts. Don't let us know your stocks. I'm not sure that that's ethical. So on to stocks.
Nice save.
Yes, today saw the debut of another company on Bursa's Ace Market, SDS Group. What do they do and how did they do?
Yeah, they are a Johor-based bakery products maker. Sweet story here all around.
Wow.
Nice. So they own several cafes in Johor. Their top brand is called Top Baker, which is a brand of bread and buns popular in Johor. So on its debut, SDS opened with a 13% premium above its 23 cent IPO price. It raised 24 million ringgit, which the company says it plans to use to expand its products across the rest of the country. So, you know, Top Baker might be available downstairs. We never know. The stock itself closed 11% up at 25.5 cents, and it was also the most actively traded stock today.
Keith, thank you very much for the market there.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.